Alleged sexual misconduct by migrant men at Youth Euroweek camp sparks inquiry. By Chris Tomlinson on December 16, 2018. Allegations of sexual misconduct between potentially underage girls and foreign men at the pro-multicultural Euroweek project have sparked concerns in a possible investigation by Polish authorities. Earlier this week, Dariusz Mateki, a member of the ruling Law and Justice Peace Party, released a recording of a girl claiming that a young girl who had participated in Euroweek had been sent lewd messages by one of the migrant men participants, saying he had sent pictures of his genitals to her, Polish broadcaster TVP reports. "One of my friends made contact with him, of course, having no sexual basis, she just wrote to him. And he started sending her videos, how he masturbated. He started sending her pictures of his penis," the girl said. Mateki said he was currently investigating whether these were children under the age of 15 and whether any law enforcement agencies were notified at all in this matter. There are also reported pictures on Instagram and social media of the migrant men hugging and kissing the cheeks of the girls, with Mateki remarking, "Even if there is not an answer to anything, is it normal that a 30-plus-year-old volunteer teacher kisses a strange child who came to the camp without parents? They are running multi-culti indoctrination camps in Poland." The Euroweek project describes itself as having a unique cross-cultural approach and provides workshops on several subjects, including a refugee workshop and a climate change workshop. President of the board of the Euroweek Association School of Leaders Adam Jasnikowski slammed the allegations, saying, "I declare with full responsibility that none of the participants, teachers, or parents has ever reported a single case of abuse or irregularity on the part of those conducting classes referring to inappropriate behaviors under the Euroweek program." Despite this, the allegations have gained traction on Polish social media and have come to the attention of authorities as well. Polish Interior Minister Joachim Brudzinski replied to a tweet about the case, saying, "I have already taken care of it." It was later revealed that the Interior Minister had spoken with Polish Education Minister Anna Zalewska and had directed Chief Police Commander Jarosław Swajemczak to investigate the matter. Polish police later confirmed this, writing, "We have taken swift action in securing evidence to be sent to the appropriate public prosecutor's office." Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.